B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know how when you get spam mail, you can unsubscribe?
It's at the very bottom.
It's at the very bottom. How do you unsubscribe real mail? Like snail mail?
Oh, I don't think you can.
Because I've been getting all these ads for things like there's this, it's like a casino up in Roanoke. It's not a casino. It's like a slot machine gaming hall up in Roanoke called Rosie's. And they send me so much mail.
Why?
I don't know. Because I went there once and they somehow have tracked me to where I am.
You,
I don't know.
You did something up there that included filling out your address.
But I've never given them my current address. So they've somehow, I guess, sent it and it
got forwarded.
And then now they got, and I get so much mail. I'm like, I'm never going back there ever again.
What's it say? Like, what do you get?
It's like yesterday they gave me a free $50 voucher to go do slots. I'm like, I'm good.
They're hurting.
I guess.
Yeah.
And I love the picture, by the way. The picture of the casino is always people winning.
Oh, for sure.
Big smiles, big celebrations.
Oh, it's called Rosie's Gaming Emporium.
Yeah, sounds legit.
You don't want to support a small business?
Well, no. Listen, I loved it because I used to go bet on the ponies, and I'd go there with my buddy Randy. And but they send me so much mail. You can't bet on the ponies here, by the way.
I don't think we can bet on the ponies anymore because of Nicole.
Oh, really? She better not come back to my hometown during Christmas break, because guess what I do?
I used to go to a dog track and host a Thursday night party in Arkansas.
Dog track, I may draw the line, but the horses, they're built. Anyway.
Don't go down that road.
I don't know how to get them to stop except writing a long letter. I don't know what else to do. Dear Rosie.
Well, just throw it away. What's the difference?
Hey, I don't like look. I don't want to throw it. It's just... Just stop. You're wasting money on sending it and postage sending it. It's not working.
Mm-hmm.
At least they're supporting the post office.
That is true. You know, it's interesting you bring that up, Lauren. Sterling and I, over the weekend, went to go support our post office, and we bought postcards. It's weird. It's of nothing. It's like a thin piece of paper with a flower in the top right corner that just says USA Forever, and evidently that's the stamp, which I was shocked because it doesn't look like a stamp. It just looks like a big flower. And evidently you just write a message on it and send it.
Oh. So it's not like a typical postcard that's like a picture of the Bank of America Stadium?
No.
Or
it's almost like a note that you want to send somebody that has a stamp printed on it.
Yeah.
But I honest to God didn't know it was a stamp. I made Sterling go back inside to buy stamps. I'm like, there's no stamps. There's just a flower design on these. Why would you get flower designs?
I find postcards kind of cool.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, of course you do. We're nerds.
Yeah. Well, you get to. Yeah, I like them. And then
I like especially old postcards.
Well, I don't care about that.
Like an old postcard from a hotel in like Hawaii from like the 70s or 80s would be really cool, or like an old Disney postcard from like the 80s. You know what I mean? Where it's like changed now.
There's a restaurant here in Charlotte where they give you a postcard, and like the backside of it is like the photo of the place saying, and it says, hope you come to whatever the restaurant's name is, and you can send it to somebody.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool. And you go, what so restaurant?
You don't like it.
Oh.
And,
we talked on the air about how you don't like it, and the manager called in.
Yeah. I don't want to bring him up again. I love the place. You don't.
Okay.
But I, like, sent it to my sister, and I thought that was really cool.
By the way, the reason why Loren doesn't like it is because a pipe burst on her head.
Sure, there were multiple reasons.
That was one.
They didn't have straws, and it dripped on your head.
And they were out of everything.
It was their first week. They were working out the kinks.
I love Roy's defending his favorite restaurant down here.
It's so good.
Yeah. And Loren's never going back.
Never. Which I don't blame you, because I'm the same way about places.
Well, because Lorraine...
I'm big on first impressions.
Yeah, I am too.
And quite honestly, the restaurant is named after a city, and Lorraine goes to the city rather than the restaurant.
It's not.
Oh, it's not Barcelona?
No, Super Rica. No.
Oh, Super Rica. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Barcelona is where I got engaged.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
I've never actually been to Barcelona.
Oh, it's really
like
good.
The restaurant you haven't been to.
The city, you pretty much have a residence there.
I've gone once.
So as we sit here and speak at 10:30 on a Thursday, there's a lot going on in the world. The hurricane has been downgraded from a Category 4 to Category 1, but they're warning you that you shouldn't let your guard down. They said a storm surge could reach 30 miles in.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. 30 miles from the beach line, the water could come all the way in. Like, that's like a tsunami.
Well, I think that's because they're at sea.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Level, so there's no... Do you know what I mean? Like, if it were to happen here in Charlotte, it wouldn't look like that. But because they're at sea level, the ground gets saturated, it becomes 30 miles.
That is like a tsunami, though. You are right.
Lorraine, somebody told me that the reason why the palm trees are in, like, Florida and, like, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, the states that get hit by hurricanes is because they're stronger and, like, they survive the hurricanes. Is that true, the way they're built?
Probably. I would think so.
They're in South Carolina.
Right.
Right. I mean, they survive in warm weather environments, but the reason that they're prominent in those places is because they probably don't block wind like some other trees do, so they move through it easier.
Yeah, right. I gotcha. That makes sense. I'm just looking at video, man. It's crazy. Like, there's a video of this skyscraper with every window blown out.
Really?
Because it's light now, daylight there.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's crazy. And get this. They're saying here in Charlotte, we could get some serious winds, they're still saying.
Really?
On Saturday.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah, they're like, you could have some serious wind gusts, the potential tornadoes and rain.
I thought it was going too north of us.
But I think because where they have it going, Roy, is the eye, and it's so big that it'll hit us.
Oh, so we'll get some?
Yeah.
I do love a good rainstorm.
It's going to be fine.
Oh, my God. A sheriff's department in the path of Hurricane Laura told residents that if they don't evacuate, the best they can do is ID them after they're dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my.
The insider tweeted that.
Can I just say, if someone told me that, I would leave. That's probably what would take for me to leave.
That is.
But I also, in the citizens' defense, I don't think they had enough time to evacuate, because it feels like just yesterday it was just like a tropical storm.
I feel like they had.
You do?
I've been following it. They started thinking it was going to be serious like Sunday into Monday. That's when Brad Panovich here said the way it's looking now. Because remember at one point it was two storms. Everybody was all hooked up on the two storms thing. Mm-hmm. He said Marcos is not the one we need to pay attention to. Laura is.
Wonder why he knew that.
Because Laura was going to go. They take the temperature of the Gulf. And the Gulf is like basically juice for the hurricane.
I probably didn't realize it was going to get serious until Wednesday.
Well, you don't live there either.
Yeah.
You know, think about it. If it was coming here, we'd be way more alert to what's going on.
Sure.
So people there, I think, had
I just know,
had an
like,
idea.
By Wednesday evening, I was like, oh, wow, it's a Category 4? I thought it was like a 1 or 2. And then by the time I went to bed, it was like, it's going to be a Category 5. And I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, it's crazy what what nature does. You know, and Loren's been through them living in Florida. Some big hurricanes.
Yeah.
All right, listen, that's a Rap Party podcast.
Just a hurricane update?
Well, and we talked about
my mail
post. Yeah.
Okay.
We talked about your mail. Wait, I'm trying to get you to go get to your doctor's appointment.
Yeah, I do got to go there.
Is there anything, Ren? Is there anything that you want to bring to the table?
No, I think we're good.
You always say that. Tomorrow, I want you to bring something to the table on the Rap Party podcast.
I'm gonna go for you.
That's fine.
Oh, are you mad at him?
Maybe.
Oh,
She's just trying to come up with drama. She's going to think
love
of something.
It. I know, but she knows how to really entertain me.
Just because I said you were a hot mess.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're so rude.
Oh, you're such a bitch. I know.
Well, this bitch also brought you your pillows that was a gift that was sent to the studio.
I'm just kidding, dude. I'm totally
See, she
dead.
Likes me. Stop
Don't
trying to start shit.
Don't back down, Loren. Stand up. Push him back.
No. I'm good for today. By the way, I'm going to be interviewing Jasmine Thompson today at 2:45.
Okay, so 2:45 p.m. Go to Kiss95.1WNKS on Instagram. Which, by the way, do you even have the login for that?
No. I need to talk to producer Nicole after we're done here.
Yeah.
I don't even really know how to do this live thing.
It's pretty easy. I've done it.
I know how to go live. I don't know how to add somebody in.
Oh, they request. You'll just see her request and you hit accept. So Kiss95.1WNKS, go watch Loren interview a superstar.
Superstar.
Yeah. All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.